Heated discussion and debate continues surrounding the new Bears Ears National Monument. Before it was designated last year, then Interior Secretary Sally Jewell came to Utah to speak to stakeholders. 2 weeks ago, President Trump's Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke made his first official visit. Even with this kind of high-level attention, many people say their concerns are being ignored. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Albert Holliday was standing at a remote junction in Utah's Red Rock Desert. His group was chanting in Navajo at passing cars.
Just stop.
Where is Zinke? And go Bears Ears. He was hoping to catch the attention of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke on his way to a meeting with someone else.
Zinke just went by. We didn't have a chance to talk to him this morning. So we're just sitting on the side of the road and holding our sign.
Like pretty much everyone else in southern Utah, Holliday and his group had been asking for months to meet.
I thought Zinke comes down here to talk with the grassroots people like us, Navajo, that used to live on this land.
Holliday and others got to meet with then Interior Secretary Sally Jewell when she visited the area last summer. She heard tribal supporters share their ideas and propose something historic: have Native Americans help manage a national monument.
She walked with us, and we sit in a teepee with us, and we talk in there with us, and she's a lot different than this visit here. She more like listen to us. She cried, and we cried with her, and she really a humble lady. But not this year.
Jewell spent lots of time with monument critics and advocates. She met privately with locals, state officials, tribal members, and environmental groups. More than 1,000 people showed up to address her in Bluff.
A great big thank you to all of you for all of the perspectives that you brought to the table.
It was hot. Over 100 degrees, and she praised the crowd for keeping their cool in a cramped community center for more than 3 hours.
Thank you for being respectful. I know there are different points of view, and that's what we wanted to hear. We wanted to hear different points of view.
Then, former President Barack Obama created the National Monument, which included a management role for local tribes. But in a bow to opponents, he designated a smaller area than first requested, about 500,000 acres less. But that concession wasn't enough for some. Leland Pollock is a Garfield County Commissioner and National Monument critic. He spent the day with other state leaders showing the new Interior Secretary the 20-year-old Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. He was on the Kanab Airport tarmac a couple of weeks ago for Zinke's send-off, and he felt optimistic.
He was sent out here to listen to the local elected officials, which is music to our ears. And we are, I believe, very like-minded.
Pollock said this meeting with Zinke was completely different from his experience with Jewell last year, back when he realized Utah was about to get another national monument, like it or not.
Basically, that was her tone. You could see it coming, and there was nothing that was going to change that.
Pollock sees Bears Ears and Grand Staircase as presidential overreach, so he was pleased that Zinke's reviewing 27 national monuments. He's one of the Utah leaders who wants the Trump administration to shrink the Grand Staircase and rescind the monument that appeared inevitable during Jewell's visit.
This is the polar opposite about face from this today and what I was told from her last fall.
Zinke held no public meetings during his visit to Utah, and he ignored requests from many pro-monument groups like the Boulder-Escalante Chamber of Commerce. Instead, some supporters gathered outside the airport as he got ready to leave Utah. Protesters chanted as Zinke answered reporters' questions on the tarmac.
I have met with hundreds of people, shook hands from all sides. So if I missed one group, that's the breaks.
Zinke resisted the suggestion that he'd shut out monument supporters. He said he's welcoming comments online.
Regulations.gov. I'm not going to make any decision on it until we review the public process, to include those that they go to regulations.gov, because I think everyone's comment is important, And the president has made it clear, your voice matters, and that's why I'm here.
Back in Washington, Zinke would find a letter from New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich. He wrote that he wants the time extended for comments and a public hearing. But by Monday, Heinrich had gotten no answer, and the online portal had received nearly 60,000 comments. Bears Ears comments are due midnight Thursday, and the Interior Department's taking comments on other national monuments through July 9th. Judy Fays, KUER News.